USDA has revised the peanut estimate for this year downward in November, dropping lower yields in Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. The downward revision drops the average yield now to 4,176 pounds per acre nationwide. But this will be the second highest average yield and not the highest as predicted earlier. If the disappearance numbers are right, excess peanuts may not be too many to have a good year next year. Production is down on peanuts, estimated at 3.8 million tons. Demand is estimated at 3.3 million tons. That's only 519,000 tons difference. The exports come in. If they come back with China, we could export about 700,000 tons. USDA predicts domestic consumption on peanuts to rise up 3.6%. So we should have an ending in the pipeline of about 600,000 tons to 1.2 million tons. Talking with manufacturers this week, peanut harvesting equipment orders are up compared to last year, so it could be another good year if we can get these markets moving for peanuts. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.